Dalet Shvat, we're holding in Siman Nun Halacha Gimel, and we're going to Halacha Yud. So first, the Ketu teaches us, whenever you make a bracha on something, whether you're eating or drinking, or you want to smell something, or you want to do a mitzvah, you have to take it in your right hand. There's a chashivas, there's an importance to right to your right hand, if you have to hold it with your right hand. You should also, and first of all, by lefty, interesting, the Mechlek Sapoiskim, the Maise, the Kitten, majority of person can hold that you should use lefty should use his left hand. Some Pikabala say he should still use his right hand. So therefore David came out, whatever you do with lefty, you're okay. But a righty certainly should have in his right hand. This is something I don't always see people being careful with. Now, it's not me'akev if you didn't, but the chatchila definitely that's the right thing to do. One should have intention when he's making the bracha that already before he's going to mention Hashem's name, he knows exactly what he's planning on making the bracha, meaning the full bracha. He knows he's eating an apple, etc. It makes a difference that when he says Hashem's name, he has in mind already what he is making a bracha on. There's a whole discussion of that in the Maseches Brachas, whether it's what to do if he didn't. Now, if a person didn't hold on to the item, it was in front of him when he made a bracha. So let's say you have even like a meal on your plate, and you didn't hold it, it's okay, you still yate. It's not a chatchila, but you still yate. Now, if it wasn't in front of the person when he made the bracha, they brought it to him afterwards, even though at the time of the bracha he had in mind to eat it, he will have to make a new bracha according to the Mishmaron, most poskim, if you had in mind for something to come, so you do not have to make another bracha, especially if it's outside in another room. Another example is sometimes you get, let's say, a meal on the plane, and it's enclosed, and you made a bracha, so even though a chatchila, you shouldn't have done it, you do not have to make another bracha. If a person was holding on, let's say, to an apple, and he made a bracha and it fell, and now the entire apple becomes disgusting. It either got lost or it got disgusting, so the halach is, and it's not roi lachila at all. Or, for example, you had liquids, and the entire liquids fell out of the cup, and you do not have more, let's say, apples, or more of the drink that you were drinking. And according to the Shulchan Aruch, he didn't have in mind to eat or drink anymore from that, which meaning, so let's say you have an apple. You made the bracha on the apple, and the entire apple became disgusting. So according to the Shulchan Aruch, if you didn't have in mind for another apple, or you just don't have another apple, you're going to have to make another bracha. You're stuck. So you're not going to be able to be yaitzer with what you just made, that bracha that you made. And even if they bring another apple, you're going to have to make another bracha. Halacha l'maisa is that if it's in the fridge, for sure, according to the Mishnah Berurah, you do not have to make another bracha on an apple. But like we said, according to the Kitzur, it's not in front of you, it's a problem. Kitzur is quite machmir when it comes to these things. Like we said, according to the Kitzur, when he makes a bracha, and he didn't have it in front of him, even though technically speaking, if they would have brought it for him after he started eating the apple, he wouldn't have had to make another bracha. Here, in this case, it's different because when he made the bracha, he didn't partake at all in this apple. Now, there's another halacha. A person should make sure there's no interruption from the bracha to the achila. And the chatchila, it should be kadeh, what's called kadeh, atochi ledibur, which we said 2 to 3 seconds. And but with the ever, as long as he didn't say any words, it's okay. Now, even at the time of chewing, one should not interrupt until he swallows. Now, there's a chayadim that says once, basically, you feel already some of the taste, that means that your palate enjoyed it. But the evad bevriv, it's okay. But the chatchila, of course, you have to make sure that you swallow some of what you made a bracha on. If a person interrupted, if it's something that has nothing to do with the bracha, he has to make a bracha again according to the Kitzur Shchunos. So again, if you put, let's say, you made a bracha on an apple, like our case, and you started speaking about something else, so the halacha is you have to make a new bracha. If a person, so therefore, this is the very interesting shayla. Kitzur says you're eating something that's an orange. Now, an orange, you don't eat the orange, of course, you're not eating the peel. So there's a major discussion what to do. Should you make a bracha because it's shalim? It's complete right now, so make the bracha, and then the cutting is not considered a hafsek. And that's what the Kitzur seems to hold. What do we say? No, the type of item that's going to take you a long time to uncover and remove the peels, it's better to remove the peels, especially that an orange, even when you remove the peel, technically is shalom, it is complete. So what they do is they keep they unpeel it, but then they return, so to speak, the peel, holding it together. And if you're talented enough to know how to peel peels of an orange and keep it complete, that would be the best, most hiddle. especially the poskim say that if it's a type of food that takes you a really long time, like a coconut, etc., then everyone agrees you should first open it. Otherwise, it's a machloek, like I said, but I think the minig is, I wouldn't say there's different opinions, but the pashup shot is that best to, like I said, peel the orange, and you have a complete orange inside, but you should try, if you can, to keep the peel around it so it looks complete. It gives the more chashivas to the bracha. Especially when it comes to a type of fruit, let's say dates where, or figs, where you have to really check to see that there's no bugs, it's halachically better to open it first before you're going to make a bracha and then start checking. Especially if you end up not being able to eat that date because of the bug, etc. If someone is drinking water, there was a minhag to pour a little bit of the water before drinking. It's called chashash mayim morayim, bad water. So therefore, today it's not so applicable, especially if you drink from a bottle, but someone has still the minhag to do so. So the halacha is you shouldn't pour out after you made the bracha. Rather, you should pour out before you make the bracha, because this way there's no zilzel, and you're not belittling the bracha. If you're tasting food, someone's there Friday, a woman's making food for Shabbos, and she's tasting the food to see if there's salt. So if she's spitting it out, you do not make a bracha according to Kizur Shulchan Aruch. Now, if one swallows, even if one swallows, there's a machlikas, if that's enough to necessitate a bracha since you're only tasting. The ma'ase, it's best that a person, when they're tasting, let's say, chulent or something, or soup, they should have kavana to enjoy. And therefore, since they're enjoying it, they can make a bracha on that little bit that they swallowed. Certainly, if someone is tasting, but he's having more than the shear, because I said already, even according to those that say do not have to make a bracha, it would necessitate a bracha. If someone is eating or drinking for the purpose of health, now here's a very interesting, I would say, chiddush that comes out from this halacha, and that is if it's tasty and you're enjoying it, you make a bracha before and afterwards. So an example of that would be tums. Think of a special bezman as a tums is made sweet. People eat it even sometimes even not liver before, and even if they're doing it because they want whatever, they have heartburn, etc. According to Kiddush Shnoch and according to the Chavetz Chaim, it comes out, you have to make a bracha rishoina, and if you eat enough of a kazais, you have to make a bracha achoina. The chiddush is even if it's something that's also, since the Torah said right now that it's mutter, it's a mitzvah for you to eat in order to be alive, you make a bracha. However, if it's bitter and you're not really enjoying it, you do not make a bracha. What happens if you're drinking an egg? It used to be people, when they had voice problems, they would have a raw egg. Today's people are concerned even health-wise by salmonella. But lemaise, halachically, a big chiddush comes out for this, even though you're not really enjoying the taste. But since it's done because it satiates a person, which is also interesting, exactly what that satiation is. It provides some level of nourishment. So therefore, you make a bracha. This is some of machmir in this, and therefore say take something sweet, put a little bit of sugar in it to add to this delicious egg yolk. If something is stuck in one's throat, this is another classical example where people sometimes think you always make a bracha on water. The answer is you don't. You have to drink water in order to enjoy it. So if a person has something stuck in his mouth, so he drinks something, if it's, let's say, seltzer, by the way, seltzer, even the bubbles make it already a shahako, meaning you make a bracha, even if you're not really drinking for thirst. Why? Because it's an enjoyment. But this is what the priest can say, the achayim say. But if a person has something stuck in his mouth and he's eating or drinking something, so if he's enjoying it, say, has to make a bracha before and after. But if he's drinking just water and it's only for the purpose of swallowing, so he's not really enjoying, when brachas on water is only when you're drinking it litzma'oi because of thirst. Similar would it be if a person was told by his doctor to take 10 cups of water and that's the reason why he's drinking it, he does not make a bracha. The Arshi doesn't say make a bracha. We don't pass him like that. And that is the way the Kiddush Shulchan Aruch holds. Then lastly, if a person put food in his mouth, Allah is your mother fitilazech, your mouth should be filled with my praise, meaning that there should be nothing else in your mouth. If a person has dentures, etc., of course you could still, because that facilitates actually the bracha. But if a person has a regular situation, he puts something in his mouth and he realizes, hey, I didn't make a bracha. So if it's not going to be disgusting, if he spits it out in his hand, so he should do so. If it's going to be disgusting when he spits it out, so then he should move it to the side of his mouth, and he can make a bracha. Also, you have to be careful, it's going to disgust other people. You shouldn't do it either. Now, what's interesting is that the Kitzur says if it's a drink, it's hard to spit out a drink. So obviously, you move it to the side, and even if it's difficult, if you could make the bracha when it's to your side of your mouth, great, do that. If not, and you can't move it to the mouth, to the side of your mouth, so if he has more liquid, then spit this liquid out and have that liquid. But if he doesn't have any more, let's say this is the only drink you have. So what do? You swallow it, and the kid says a chiddush neira. you make a bracha rishona after drinking it, because since it's right after you drank it, you swallowed it, it's considered like it's over las yasin, meaning that you made the bracha before the action. However, bracha chone you would not make. Now, and the exception to that is if it's now. First of all, the poskim argue that most poskim say you do not make ever bracha rishona after you already in the aftermath, meaning after you already ate, unless you have more of it, of course. Now, another exception is that when it comes to wine, if you drink a wine, that means you had it in your mouth, and you remember that you didn't make a bracha, so you make bracha and you drink, and you had a ravis. See here, not only you make a coin to kiddush lach bracha rishona, you make also a bracha achreina. Now, this seems to be agreed upon by everyone, that when it comes to wine, you'd have to make a bird pick off and al ha-gefen in such a situation where you drink a revis. The reason why wine is different is because there's some opinions that hold the obligation to recite a bracha achreina and wine is actually de'oraisa. Have a beautiful day.